career change right there, man.
Bro podcast. I'm your bro Dayton,
and I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Why did the banker switch careers?
I don't know. Why did the banker switch careers?
She lost interest. Money jokes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna skip right into this week's big word of the week, which Dayton also has for us.
The big word of the week is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte, because we have pizza and we got wings. The big word of the week is oodle. Oodle means a very great big number of or amount of something. Oodle is spelled O-O-D-L-E.
Okay.
You might ask, how'd I come up with this?
You didn't come up with it.
How'd I get the word? So, I was looking at the Amazon package and it was like, oodle. And I was like, oodles and noodles. And I was hungry. And that's how the word came along.
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So, yeah. Okay, never mind.
So, Dayton, what's something that you have oodles of?
You know, I have oodles of...
not noodles.
I got oodles of tomato soup. I'm just kidding. I have oodles of stuff.
Like what?
Tennis balls.
Okay. I don't know. Now, it's time for us to jump right into this week's Changemaker. This week's Changemaker is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's Changemaker comes all the way from the other side of the world.
New Zealand.
No. Sweet.
South Africa. Oh.
I don't think that's the other side, but whatever. Far away. Sweden. Greta Thunberg is a Swedish environmental activist on climate change whose campaigning has gained international recognition. Thunberg first became known as for her activism in August 2018, when at age 15 she began spending her school days outside the Swedish parliament to call for stronger action on global warming by holding up a sign which translated to English said, "School strike for climate."
Was anyone out there with her?
No. I don't know. Maybe.
That would suck.
But she, later, people saw this and they're like, oh, yeah, and now the school strike climbing just keeps going and keeps growing and keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Good excuse to not go to school.
Or to help the environment.
Both.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's this or that question. Dayton, what is it?
This or that is brought to you by All Type Fence. Located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Would you rather have a world without... ice cream or a snow cone?
Ice cream or snow cone? You get to pick first.
On a good global warming day, I would like to have me a snow cone.
Snow cone? Why?
Because it's sweeter. I don't know. Because pelicans is good and no one likes ice cream.
Snowballs? You like snow cones? And
yeah. Yes, because I like pelicans, and they give you gummies.
Okay, whatever, I guess.
And you're forced to like ice cream. Why do you like ice cream?
Well, because there's a lot of different flavors, and ice cream is also involved in mixed with different things, like ice cream cookies, ice cream cakes, ice cream, and melted ice cream.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Preach! I'm just...
Okay, so that's... what our opinions are. If you would like to, like,
send in your opinion,
you can contact us at bro@outlook.com, and you could win some cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Cheeto puffs.
Big posters that say bro versus bro.
Cool.
Solar spinny dudes.
Solar spinning toys. Out of this world.
Yeah. Haha. Solar out of this world.
Yeah. I made the joke, not you.
So. Oh, okay. Picture signed by me and this kid.
Bro.
Yeah, that kid.
And much more.
Yeah. At the beginning of this, I thought we were going to do that little trade-off sentence thing. You were like, prizes, like, and I was going to be like, T-shirts, and you would be like, stickers, but yeah, no. That didn't really happen.
We never do that.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was going to be like that, though. It's gonna, like, yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Now it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is... It's your world. Get informed, get inspired, and get going. This is by
Chelsea Clinton,
which the first daughter
of
the president
and Hillary,
who wasn't a president, but it's fine.
It's okay.
This book is basically about climate change and many other topics that, you know, you might be thinking about in your childish mind, like...
Haha, my...
Like, yeah. Sports and...
Cookies that don't fit inside of the...
None of those things are in the book, whatever. Okay. But one of the topics is climate change, which is basically what our book... It's what our topic of our podcast is today.
Because she interviews kids and asks them about their opinion on climate change.
And other topics also. But we're just talking about climate change.
Cookies.
Not cookies.
Why am I so obsessed with the cookies?
I don't know. It's a good question. Very but hungry. Anyway, now we're just gonna...
Like...
I don't know.
Like...
Flip into this week's tech fact.
Yeah.
This week's tech fact is from me. 16 out of 17 of the warmest years that have been recorded have been recorded since 2001.
Oh, baby.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, that means the world is getting warmer.
Hotter.
Okay.
Hotter.
Yeah, what he said, and we need to stop.
It's not getting warmer. It's getting hotter. Warmer is a weak word. Don't use that around me, son.
You just hurt Warmer's feelings.
Well, Warmer doesn't have feelings. It's an inanimate object.
It's also not an object.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Now, we're gonna get into the end part. Whatever.
We're gonna fly on the broom into a very wizardy world. Oh, gosh.
Okay, it's time for near the end of this week's podcast. It's time for, instead of my stuff that I say that I didn't make up, whatever that segment is, it's gone now.
It's in the past.
It's in the past. Now, it's how you can help with climate change. Making simple choices to save energy may help avoid the serious consequences of global warming. For example... Turn off the lights when they're not in use.
Use solar panels.
No.
Okay.
This is my second. Stop. Close doors immediately so heat does not escape. Take short showers. Walk or bike if you can, instead of having your parents drive you. Turn off your computer when not in use. Don't leave it on just to keep Facebook or MySpace active.
MySpace isn't even... What? How old is this website?
We're not citing sources. I just did not realize all of the facts. Okay.
So pretty much, people, ride your bike everywhere. Don't be clean. Take short showers. And
don't
leave old websites on.
Don't be... Okay. We're now going to give some shout-outs to people make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. And The Great Divide by Mayor Hawthorne was our song.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, P. Because what we do without a therapy dog. And one shout out to our cousin, Corinne, who's in Fiji right now getting that good water. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seat belts because it's a it's climate change.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.